The Honeycrisp Bakery was usually the quietest spot in the village, save for the sound of rising dough. But today, the scent of cinnamon was marked by the bitter tang of gunpowder. Miss Marigold adjusted her spectacles, peering over the lifeless body of the village postman. Oh, dear! And he never did deliver my subscription to Knitting Monthly. Such a shame. But look at his hand. Dear, he's clutching a sourdough starter. Now, why would a man about to meet his maker be worried about his yeast? Barnaby, the bakery owner, was currently vibrating with enough nervous energy to power a flour mill. He was dusting flour off his apron with trembling hands.
Miss Marigold, you can't just poke him. The constable said not to touch anything. I told him, I said, Barnaby, don't leave the oven unattended. But then I heard the thud and the smell of burnt raisins. My reputation is ruined. Who's going to buy a scone from a crime scene?
Before Marigold could soothe him, the bell above the door jangled violently. In marched Mrs. Chatterley, her sun hat wobbling with indignation.
I knew it. I told the vicar only Tuesday. I said, that postman is carrying more than just letters, mark my words. Did you see the way he looked at the gluten-free muffins? Shifty, very shifty. And I heard from the butcher that he was seen yesterday behind the potting shed with a mysterious lady in a fedora.
Marigold ignored the cacophony. She reached down and gently pried a small, coated slip of paper from the postman's vest pocket. It wasn't a grocery list.
Barnaby, dear, stop fanning yourself with that spatula. And Mrs. Chatterley, do lower your voice. You'll wake the neighbours in the next county. It seems our postman wasn't just delivering the mail. He was a courier for the Golden Goose Syndicate.
She tucked the note into her knitting bag with a satisfied click of her needles. The mystery was afoot, and if she hurried, she could still solve it and still have the kettle whistling by 4:00.